Another reason to sleep. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Of course, there are many reasons to sleep. It's warm and cozy, doesn't involve working. Many times there's a really attractive friend within reach. But this has to be the most persuasive reason yet. Either you sleep or your brain will clog. And it's based on the latest research on how the brain takes out its garbage, believe it or not. I'm not talking about mental garbage, as in used-up thoughts or dog-eared dreams, but actual trash.
The brain cares an awful lot about what its environment is like. If it's off just a little tiny bit, it stops functioning properly.
And because that balance is so crucial, neuroscientist Jeffrey Iliff and his colleagues at the University of Rochester have spent years trying to figure out how the brain rids itself of waste. Their experiments on mice discovered that the brain showers itself with a special fluid.
That continuous flow sweeps along particles that are sitting in between the cells.
And here's where the sleep comes in. When the test mice were sleeping, the spaces between their brain cells opened up, increasing 60%, so this fluid could more easily sweep through and clear out the toxins produced as a byproduct of thoughts.
In Alzheimer's disease, one of the things that happens is amyloid beta clogs up the space in between the cells, and it's thought that that's what kills the neurons and causes the dementia that's the hallmark of Alzheimer's disease.
So you see, sleep is not just a mental necessity, but a physical necessity. If you don't sleep, the brain sewers back up, making it more likely that after a few years, your thoughts will too. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.